truth. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media, on Republic Broadcasting Network, excuse me. Folks, tonight I'm going to be joined by my old co-host, John Mesmer, is back with us tonight, and that'll be a joy for me to have him back with us. The title of tonight's the main subject matter is Israel's Communist Terrorist Roots Exposed in 1948 Top Secret Declassified Report. That was released in November of 2018, and I've been poring over since yesterday morning. I started at 4:30 in the morning. This morning I started at 4:30 in the morning again, going through hundreds of pages of the CIA's prepared reports to the president, then being President Truman, and why that is so enlightening as to what I have found and what I'm going to share with you is reports to the president that no one's ever seen before. And I'm surprised that this was released in a FOIA, apparently a FOIA release just 2 months ago. And there aren't any headlines. There aren't any articles. There's no mention. There's really, I just did this by every once in a while, I'll go to the CIA reading room and I'll see what's been declassified and just poke around. And imagine my surprise when I found this. And first, I'd like to give a shout out to Brian Young from High Impact Flicks, who you guys listened to last night, our interview. During that interview, I discussed with him both Schaefer Cox and Jeffrey Winehouse's cases. He's done some videos on them, and within a day, we reached 30-some thousand for Schaefer's case and almost 25, I think, for Jeffrey Winehouse's case, with all of the links on how to help them, how to support them, and what people need to do to bring awareness to their cases. So a shout-out to Brian Young from High Impact Flicks. Just absolutely humbled by that effort and appreciative. So, John, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tom? Long time.
Oh, yeah, good, man, good. I have some interesting things to discuss tonight that I've been working on pretty much all day, and I'm bushed, but I've been reading through hundreds of pages of presidential daily reports from the CIA. Really interesting stuff.
Because, yeah, and there's a little bit of irony in that, too, because probably about a month and a half ago, I actually stumbled across some content describing the origins of Israel when they were founded in 1948 and how the origins were communist. And
that's funny you should mention that.
Yeah, and the Zionist plan to, you know, have Israel, which was already, you know, fully integrated into the United States corporate government, use that as a tool to implement communists for all of us except for them.
Yep. Well, you know, what really was eye-opening to me was that, you know, I've had these discussions with people about, you know, why Truman did this, because he had such opposition in his own advisors. I mean, General Marshall resigned, Forrestal resigned, and then allegedly committed suicide. But that's a whole issue that we're going to get into in a little bit. But I think what was even more interesting was, you know, the fact that Truman is portrayed as, you know, he was kind of resistant towards it, and he had these conversations with people. And here's the thing. I have not seen anything up until the past couple days that show proof positive that not only did Truman know what was going on, but the CIA, they were telling him, and he had reports on his desk that showed. Just give you a for instance, and folks, we're going to publish this. I'm working on this article. It's not yet complete, but all of the images, the screenshots to these CIA declassified reports are going to be put on rtrtruthmedia.com under the title Israel's Communist Terrorist Roots Exposed, 1948 Top Secret Declassified Report. That's going to be the title, so look out for it when it's published, and you'll have all of these images. But the first one I find is very interesting, and I want to share that with you. It says, and this is 1948, 10th of, I believe it says March. Palestine, Jewish immigrants reported communist terrorists. This is from the CIA. Reportedly communist terrorists, U.S. military attaché Ankara transmits, redacted, a report that 80% of the Jewish immigrants currently being shipped to Palestine are being shipped from Soviet-controlled black seaports, are communist Jews trained as terrorists and guerrillas. This is from this 1948 CIA declassified report from the president's daily summary from the CIA reading room. So this proves point one, and this is just one of many, many documents that prove that he knew that not only were these not the immigrants coming from Germany, but these were deliberately people that were using the Jewish identity really as a cover for their political ideology, which was Bolshevik communists coming from Soviet bloc areas. Now, we're engaged in the Cold War at this point. We're fighting communism all over the world, allegedly, right? So, so I want you to hear this clip. Now, knowing this was on the president's desk, I want you to hear this clip from President Truman on his story about why he backed Israel. It's a very short clip. Can you roll that?
On their day of independence, the new Jewish state was attacked on five sides by the Arabs. The Jews repelled the attacks, and the Arab civilians fled the country. One battle, the first of many, had been won by the infant nation. The new state of Israel was awaiting recognition from the United States. Without official recognition, all the vital elements of a state would be impossible. Military help, loans, trade. It was up to President Truman, and every faction was hammering at the White House door. Whose side would he take?
We just finished two wars, and we had a country of our own to put back on an even keel. I guess that's when I began to feel that the presidential chair was about the loneliest place that a man could be. And if you think that the president has somebody to pass the buck to, you're just as mistaken as you can be. I had a sign on my desk, if the buck stops here, it couldn't get any further. I gave orders that nobody, was to come to see me and talk about the Palestine affair.
But one man could not accept the informal presidential order as a final decision. His name was Chaim Weizmann.
Dr. Chaim Weizmann had been trying to get in all along, and I wouldn't let him in. But someone did come to see me, and he got in. His name was Eddie Jacobson. You know, a lot of people have asked me, since I got back from the First World War, why I went into business with a Jew. I get exasperated when they ask me that, because a man's religion or his color has never had any effect on my feeling for him or my association with him. This man with whom I was in business was Eddie Jacobson, one of the finest men I ever had anything to do with. And he and I completely understood each other, and we offset each other. He was one of the best buyers that ever I came across, and I was one of the best salesmen that he ever had to be associated with. He came in, he stood around, didn't say very much, as quiet as he could be. And I finally said, Eddie, what in the world's the matter with you? Have you at last come to get something? Well, because you never have asked me for anything since I've been in the White House and since we've been friends. And then he told me that he thought that I ought not to keep Dr. Weitzman out of the White House. He thought I ought to see him. And I told him that I would see the doctor, but he'd have to bring him in the side door. I didn't want any propaganda started on the thing. Dr. Weitzman's first name was C-H-A-I-M. And I didn't know how to pronounce it, so I called him Cham. Called him that to his face, and he liked it. He was a wonderful man. One of the wisest people I think I ever met. He was a leader, one of the kind that you read about and seldom see. Dr. Weitzman came to see me. We had a long, long conversation. And he explained the situation from his viewpoint. And I listened to him very carefully. And at the same time, I sent for Eddie Jacobson, and they both sat down and talked to me for a long, long time. When we were through, I said, all right. You two Jews have put it over on me, and I'm glad you have, for I like you both. On my desk at the White House, I used to keep a quotation from Mark Twain, which said, always do right. This will gratify some people and astonish the rest.
As was his habit, the president's final decision gratified a nation and astonished the world.
All right. All right, now, what you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, was the biggest piece of propaganda I think could have ever come out of the White House in that era. Because what you just heard was Truman using two American Jews and his relationship with them here in America as the background of what he was about to do. And what he was about to do, now that we know that 80% of the immigrants that were flowing in there were flowing from Soviet bloc. They were communists. The CIA had on his desk that they were communists. These aren't people. And I want people to understand here. I'm not against a safe haven for people, right? In the Soviet Union, anti-Semitism was a death penalty, right? So the whole propaganda was that the Jewish people needed a home where they could be safe, where this would not happen to them again. Right? So why would they be taking communists from the Soviet Union and dumping them off in Palestine, where it enraged the entire Arab world because they had to go about terrorism, blowing up, by the way, U.S. and British targets? And we're going to get into some of that, too. So what on earth would be in President Truman's mind when he has what I'm looking in front of me, which are these documents proving that the majority of the people flowing in there were not seeking asylum. They were not seeking a safe haven. They were coming from one of the safest havens they could have had, which was Bolshevik, communist, Soviet, Russia. That is a fact. The CIA has put that forward. And in these documents that I've been going over all day, it blows my mind. Here's another document, John. Check this out.
Yep.
U.S. policy on Palestine. This is in his report. U.S. pipeline operations may have to be suspended in the Levant. An official of the Trans-Arabian Pipeline Company has informed U.S. Minister Pinkerton in Beirut that the gravity of the situation in the Transjordan and Syria and the probability of trouble in Lebanon are making it essential that all pipeline operations in the Levant area must be suspended, at least temporarily. The official states that U.S. policy on Palestine is not only affecting oil interests, but it's also creating a situation which menaces U.S. lives and property in the Middle East and is rapidly destroying the constructive influence of such institutions as the American University at Beirut. So let me ask you a question. It was disrupting everything, whereas if we would have sent those who were persecuted to Russia, where anti-Semitism was a death penalty offense, or, let me see, send them to Palestine, where they conduct terrorist operations and are beginning to be hated, because keep in mind, Arabs, Jews, and Christians lived in Palestine for a long time in relative peace before all of this happened. So who was Truman serving? U.S. policy on Palestine was directly causing instability, endangering U.S. lives and property. And the last time I checked, giving aid and comfort to the enemy, which we were told were communists, and endangering American lives and property in order to do it, would technically be the textbook definition of treason.
Totally.
So, again, you know, I've tried to explain to people, I have an argument against Orthodox Talmudic Judaism as a theological debate, which people have been debating theology for years without managing to kill each other over it. That is not my argument tonight. My argument tonight has very little to do with Jewishness. I know that this is what they used as an identity, these Bolshevik communists like Trotsky and the likes of them, but they really weren't practicing Jews. They were Jews, but they weren't Jews. They were those that called themselves Jews who were not. Who were they again?
The Bolshevik communists. Well, that's totally antithetical to the Jewish religion to begin with. So, a religion, Judaism is completely the opposite of communism, or especially Bolshevik communism. So, that's a fallacy just at its root.
Yep, but it seems like, you know, most of these people were, in fact, that were in charge of the Red Army were of this persuasion. So here I have more evidence I want to share with folks, okay? And we're going to go down the list of these documents, okay? Here's another one. Soviet communist Zionist terrorist. Now, check this out. Arabs were planning a military action in Palestine. King Farouk has informed U.S. Ambassador Tuck in Cairo that A, Egypt, in full accord with the other Arab countries, intends to resist the partition of Palestine by force of arms, but will make no military move until the British withdraw from Palestine. B, instructions have gone out to the other Arab capitals regarding the coordination of military and economic plans for the conflict. C, there might exist, and get this, the tragic spectacle if Arabs fighting Americans, if the UN should send an international force to Palestine to maintain order, and D, a number of Soviet Jewish saboteurs have been apprehended in Egyptian territory. Let that sink in for a second. The Arabs...
What's the date of that document?
This is... this one is stamped December of 1947. So he knew in 47, before we even got to 48. Now here's the thing, and I want people to really let this sink in for all of you people that, look, I disagree, just like I theologically disagree with Talmudic Judaism, I also theologically disagree with Islam, but I don't view everybody as the enemy because they come from a different theology, right? So looking at this as strictly a political thing here tonight, okay, and the Arabs, whether they be Jews, Christians, or Muslims, the Arabs were actually resisting communists at a time when the United States was fighting world communism around the world, right? Those were the enemy. The communists were the enemy. So, rather than backing the Palestinians in fighting communism, we sided with the wrong side.
Well, absolutely. And to make that point even more clear, look what happened with the Russian-Afghan war, where, you know, the Arabs at the time, the Muslims were fighting that communism for years before we ever even got involved in Afghan or whatever. And so,
that's right.
Now,
it just blows my mind. Now, here's one from March 1948. This came across the press. Oh, we'll pick that up after the break. Folks, we'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media. We'll be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media, with Tom Lacabara Stewart and John Mesmer. Good to have him back tonight. All right. What I was talking about before we went to break was a document from the 25th of March, 1948. Just approved for release from FOIA on 10/18/2018. Okay, this was the president's daily report, his daily briefings. All right. So, now we have to understand here that part of the problem was the solution, right? That they caused this problem and it needed a solution. So, a one-state all-inclusive government was supported by most. Now, this is what. After reading the general page, this is what the CIA comment was. Hold on a second. We're going to get to point one, two, and then their comment. UK plans remain neutral on Palestine problem, according to U.S. Embassy in London. And keep in mind, this problem has been fomented. This is an artificial fomentation. I hear a lot of noise in the background. Please do something about it. So this artificial problem that was fomented, the British Foreign Office has instructed Sir Alexander Cadogan, to inform the U.S. delegation to the UN that while the UK sympathizes with the motives of the U.S. in attempting to avert civil war in Palestine, the UK cannot depart from its present neutral attitude. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Arabs set up a provisional Palestine government at once. Secretary General Azam Pasha of the Arab League has informed U.S. charge. I'm hearing a lot of noise. Please do something about it, folks. Informed U.S. charge Memminger in Damascus that the Arabs are seriously considering immediate establishment of a provisional government for Palestine in order to offset the projected establishment of a Zionist state as announced by the Jewish Agency. So the CIA's comment was an Arab provisional government, if established, would undoubtedly contemplate a unitary state embracing all of Palestine, everyone to be represented. No one would have to be displaced. It would just be a democratic state with everyone included. Now, the Arab Higher Committee believed willing to accept the truce. A high official of the British Palestine government has expressed to the U.S. consul, McAtee, in Jerusalem, his belief that although the Arab Higher Committee for Palestine would probably express public opposition to a truce, it would privately be open to reason. So it's not a sound policy to negotiate with Bolshevik terrorists, but the Arabs were still willing to be open to reason in a unitarian state. More evidence that this president knew, at very least, a unitarian state was a possibility and should have been looking to move to that. Well, I don't know about you, John, but this is rather interesting. And Mike, I don't know what it is, but I am getting an enormous amount of feedback into my headset that I don't normally get. Well,
yeah, okay. It's crystal clear for me too. It's crystal clear.
Now it just went clear. Whatever it was, something just changed. Okay, that's a lot better. My goodness.
Talking with the wind.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just and the last few archives that I have for some reason have that on it, that same noise, even though I couldn't hear it. Now I can hear myself think. Man, it was so loud that I couldn't hear myself think. Sorry about that, folks. We do sometimes have technical difficulties. So okay, I want to move through this so that we can get to other events. So now. The CIA, the next document, 20th of January, 1948, the U.S. and U.K. will not assist the implementation of any plan not acceptable to both Arabs and the Jews. Will not assist. This is from the CIA comment. This basically the CIA saying, you know, we really should not be engaging in any solution that favors one or the other over the other. Even though, keep in mind, that these immigrants coming from the Soviet Union were still the minority. They were still given equal status as if they were equal in numbers, which they were not. And the Arabs were still open-minded to this, to discussing this. Now, could this explain why the terrorists in this happened a little bit later in the 50s, could this explain why things like the King David Hotel and Operation Susanna, the Lafon affair, took place? This was a false flag attacks to try and blame it on the Arabs so that the U.S. and the U.K. Would pull any kind of fair support. Man, these documents are awesome. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media. Folks, remember to go to RTR Truth Media on YouTube as well as BitChute. We're also on Twitter at Tom Lacavara. I'm on Twitter right now. For those of you in the chat room, I apologize, but I got too many things up on my screen to be able to do that. However, if you guys are on Twitter, at Tom Lacavara, RTR Truth Media, you can send me messages there, and I will get them in real time if you want to ask questions. If you want to call in, that's fine, too, 1-800-313-9443, anyway. So, getting back to this document, could this explain why the terrorists attacked the U.S. and British targets, Operation Susanna, the Levant Affair, just to refresh everybody's memory, because look, folks, I know a lot of you guys have heard a lot of this before, but we have a whole new generation, and I have some new listeners. We just picked up over 1,500 subscribers just on YouTube in the past couple days, thanks to assistance from Brian Young from High Impact Flicks giving us a shout-out. So I'm going to go through this just once again for people who are not familiar with the Operation Susanna. Mike, can you roll that clip? Operation Susanna.
The Levant Affair was an Israeli terrorist operation in Egypt known as Operation Susanna, in which Egyptian, American, and British-owned targets in Egypt were bombed in the summer of 1954. In the early 1950s, the U.S. was becoming friendlier with Egypt and was moving to influence the British to leave the Egyptian Suez Canal, which they had manned for almost 20 years. The apartheid state of Israel would not tolerate the British leaving, and elements within Israel began planning a variety of terrorist attacks on British, Egyptian, and American targets. These attacks would then be blamed on so-called Muslim extremists. This would incite the anger of the British and the Americans towards Egypt and Islam and sour the burgeoning relationship between Egypt, America, and Britain. This plan for a series of false flag terrorist attacks was codenamed Operation Susanna. A group of Egyptian Jews was recruited to carry out the attacks. Jews in the diaspora that are recruited are known as Sayanim. The first bomb went off on July 2nd when a post office in Alexandria was firebombed. On the 11th of July, the Anglo-Egyptian Suez negotiations, which had been blocked for 9 months, got underway again. Despite the British assuring Israel that stockpiled weapons would not be given to the Egyptians, on July 14th, the Jewish terrorists firebombed U.S. information agency libraries in Cairo and Alexandria. However, that same day, a phosphorus bomb exploded prematurely in one of the terrorists, Philip Natanson's pocket, just as he was about to enter the British-owned Rio Cinema in Alexandria. His arrest and the subsequent confession led to the breakup of the whole ring. However, while the plot was being investigated, the Zionist Jewish terrorists started fires in two Cairo cinemas, in the central post office, and the railway station. After the plot was uncovered, many tried to spin it as an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. As the trial of the Jewish terrorists became more and more public, Israel was forced to do damage control. They claimed that the Egyptians were tipped off and allowed the attacks to happen. They also singularly scapegoated the defense minister, Pinchas Levon, to prevent the exposure of the real group inside the apartheid state of Israel who planned Operation Susanna and several other false flag terrorist attacks. But this would not be the last time America's so-called ally and friend and recipient of over $150 billion in aid would attack her.
So you get the idea, folks. For those of you that don't know about it, I'm sure a lot of RBN listeners already do. But for our new listeners, you know, look up Operation Susanna or the Levant Affair. And you'll see that this terrorism, these terrorist attacks, false flag attacks to try and pin it on Arabs. Look, if the Arabs were so evil at that time, in that place, in that space, what would be the need for false flag terrorism? What do you think there about that, John?
Well, I think what's really funny about all that is the fact that you could just put an entirely different date on that. You could put 2008, 2018, or 1948. The fact of the matter, it's the same MO. You notice that? The same false flag MO, ulterior MO. It's really just amazing to me that that was going on 50, 60 years ago, or actually 70 years ago now, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the same MO. It's the same crap they still do today. They just refine their techniques. And escalated them all the way up to 911.
Yeah, and now it's become like a major information war. And just to deviate a little bit from our course, I'm going to send over something to Mike. Mike, I'm going to send you over something right now. If you can cue it up for me when you get it, let me know. But this is not the newest clip in the world, but we just uploaded this to the YouTube channel on manufactured hate by the ADL. This is this war by deception tactic that they use to drive a narrative. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of problems in the Islamic world. There are a lot of radicals in the Islamic world. I am not sitting here being an apologist for... we're going back and forth on social media and a lot about Hamas praising an attack on some settlers. Well, apparently a pregnant woman was hit by... was hit by fire. And her and her baby's life was in jeopardy. And I denounced that attack on women. Attacks on women and children really, they grind my gears. And I will call them out. So it's not just Israel I'm calling out when Hamas does support something. They praise this attack. What is... Okay. Noise pops and then... Sorry, folks, but, you know. Anyway, I'm going to share this clip with you on the ADL and manufactured fear porn that's part of driving this narrative. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Adam Gagan, the so-called American al-Qaeda who proclaimed himself the media maven, if you will, for al-Qaeda and was helping to produce a lot of these so-called al-Qaeda videos that were all over the internet that made al-Qaeda look really bad and made the Muslims look bad.
Should you fail to comply in full, we will deem it sufficient justification to continue to fight and kill Americans.
Come to find out, Adam Gadon's real name was Adam Perlman. And not only was he, in fact, Jewish, he was the grandson of a member of the board of the Anti-Defamation League. And if you've been following the history of the Anti-Defamation League, you will find out they've been very much involved in covertly supporting a lot of these so-called American Nazi movements. In fact, all the way back, just about the time of World War II, there was this scandal where the head of the American Nazi Party, which had a total membership of like six, and yet they were getting all this press, was arrested for embezzling from his sponsors, which turned out to be the ADL. So that kind of blew up in their faces. So anyway, we have Adam Perlman, and he's been going around saying, I'm al-Qaeda, I'm al-Qaeda, see, I got a turban on my head, I'm a terrible Muslim, gotta hate me, gotta be afraid of me. And of course, everybody's laughing at him now because we all know who he is. Okay, so they have brought in the understudy, and there is a new American al-Qaeda named Yosef al-Khattab. Ooh, big scary name, and they've got a picture of him out there where he's holding all these guns and knives, and he's dressed up like a wannabe Rambo, and he's scowling at the camera, and he supposedly has this website with things in it, like pictures of the Statue of Liberty with an axe buried in the back of the head. I mean... very heavy-handed, very over-the-top.
There was also a link to a puppet show mocking Danny Pearl's beheading. Take a look.
Oh, that's awful. You know, just looking more like a movie prop than anything else here. So, as it turns out, this is another fake. His real name is Joseph Cohen.
He's a 39-year-old New York City taxi driver, as you mentioned. He called himself Yosef al-Khattab, but he was born Joseph Cohen here in America. He is a Jew.
And he is another manufactured front to try and convince Americans that al-Qaeda is actually here in the United States. This is why we've got to be doing this, doing surveillance on the American people and reading their email and listening to their phone calls and all this stuff, because you never know when we're going to get into a situation with the American al-Qaeda. And it's all a front. It's a fake. He's up there. He's there to try and create an enemy that doesn't really exist. in order to justify the totalitarian treatment of the American people and to encourage us to go and attack them before they kill us. They're already here on the home front. We've got to go bomb those gosh darn Muslims, because they're infiltrating America, and they're ripping tags off of couch cushions, and they're causing global warming, and we've got to go and it's nonsense. It's all war propaganda.
So check out RTR Truth Media, and if you guys enjoyed this video, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, and share.
You get the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, I just sent you a clip. I can't hear. Hold on a second. Let me make an adjustment. Was that you, Mike?
That was me, John.
Oh, John, you're back. We lost you there for a minute. I was hoping we'd have you back.
Yeah, who was that speaking just now?
Who do you think? An RBN no. Oath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Mike Rivera.
No. Okay, yeah, Mike Rivera. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
That's why I shared it, because, you know, it's an older clip, but it's one of those oldies but goodies. You know, he just knocked that one out of the park. So anyway, the last clip I sent you, Mike, that's just a post on RBN. You don't have to pull it up. All right. Anyway, folks, we've been talking about these CIA documents, and I haven't even made it through half of them yet. So I want to try and move just through a couple more. Let's see here. All right. Here's that one's just reaffirming the last one. Proof of communists. Reported recruiting in Hungary for fighting in Greece and Palestine. U.S. Minister Chapin has been informed by a reliable source that General Zsuzsev Palefi of the Hungarian army is recruiting a considerable number of volunteers to aid the Greek guerrillas. Chapin adds that, according to another source, recruits may choose similar service in Palestine with the Irgun, Zavai Luemi, and a total bonus of 30,000 forints is paid to each volunteer. For those of you who don't understand what I just said, communist-funded paid mercenaries to join the Irgun in Palestine, which is the Zionist Bolshevik army in Palestine. Let that sink in for a second. Paid communist mercenaries. That's who the United States ended up backing.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Dude, and you know, I always knew, but you know, they call us conspiracy theories. I'm looking at the CIA president's daily briefing.
Yeah.
How can you possibly back a state who's employing communist funded paid mercenaries? How can you do that?
When you have ulterior motive of evil planning, that's how. I mean, think about it. This was a Rothschild Zionist, you know, master plan from the freaking get-go.
Yeah.
I mean, it totally ties in with everything we've seen historically since then. It's like an asynchronous stream of just, you know, their evil planning.
Yep.
All their false flags to get their, you know, to push out their propaganda and to motivate the, you know, the Western world into attacking and the Arab world and build, you know, enriching the military industrial complex. And, you know, that's why Eisenhower said what he said.
Yep. Now let's end this segment on this last document. This last document I'm going to share with you here says, Palestine, CIA, confidential, top secret, for the president's eyes. This is his daily briefing report. Approved for release 2018-10-18. Palestine, reasons for Shnez's resignation from JA, which is the Jewish organization, JA executive, according, or the Jewish army, according to U.S. Consul General McAtee in Jerusalem. Jewish sources agree that the resignation of Moshe Sneh from the Jewish agency executive resulted principally from dissatisfaction among conservative elements of the executive with SNES extremism. This is in the United States, with the conservative elements of the executive with SNES extremism. See weekly summary of 30 December, page 3, which is something that I have up, but I haven't opened up yet. Conservative leaders objectively, particularly to SNES' close connections with various communist groups in Eastern Europe and his demands for immediate large-scale immigration from Romanian and Bulgarian seaports. And as we know, this is we know that that ended up happening. The document that I read to you earlier about them coming from the black seaports from the Soviet bloc came a little bit before this one. So SNES report plan for merging Irgun Zavai Luemi Jewish terrorist organization with Haganah, military arm of the Jewish agency. You can't make this stuff up. We'll be right back. Resurrect your public. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our paychecks. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Father of the moon, which filled my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but no faces, Lord, the straits of fear.
Gentlemen, Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast. I'm back. Tom Lacovara Stewart, joined by John Mesmer. And I was just trying to get to this before it was cut off, John. I want to finish this very short piece of the document. It says, yep. Tisnes reported plan for merging Irgun Zvi Lumi, that's Irgun, the Jewish terrorist organization identified by the CIA as a terrorist organization, with Haganah, military arm of the Jewish agency, while permitting Irgun cells to continue intact with Haganah, and Tisnes objection, the Jewish agency's policy for imposing restraint on Haganah. Now, McAtee adds that according to an unconfirmed report that was later confirmed in documents that came after this one, Snat ordered the Pan Crescent and Pan York to sail for Palestine and then re-signed his position after the damage was already done. So he sent these things and then the damage was done. Meanwhile, a high official in the Palestinian government has informed McAtee that Arab anger over the inclusion of several thousand communists, get that, the Palestinian government informed McAtee that Arab anger over the inclusion of several thousand communists among the immigrants headed for Palestine has overshadowed the issue of illegal immigration. Now, who else gets really pissed off when a bunch of communists try to flood into our borders illegally? This is what I call political schizophrenia of fellow conservatives.
Of massive proportion.
Massive. Massive. Hashtag political schizophrenia.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know. I pat myself on the back for that one. That's almost as good as the listener that called in and nominated John McCain's tumor for the Nobel Peace Prize. That one never gets old on me. I love that.
Well, I'm dying to hear you tie this all around, you know, kind of make the knot, if you will. I really want to hear what you think the end game back in their minds back then was.
Well, I think that like any other thing, Rothschild, and there were certain aspects of the elite that were pushing this thing to go along, and it didn't matter a damn to the American people, to their lives, to their safety, to their property, to the Middle East, to its safety, to their lives, to their property. It's very clear that the Jewish people had a safe place to go, and that was in Russia. I mean, there was absolutely, definitely a safe place to go, and even still, even in Germany, in the Soviet-controlled East Germany. What about that?
Yeah, and didn't a bunch of German Jews flee to Russia?
That's where they should have went. Anyway, yeah. We'll be back. Be back. We'll be back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen.
you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.